what's helped me the most is the experience of many years of not being authentic. So often we only realize later in hindsight when we maybe haven't been authentic. So knowing what it is like to be inauthentic in your life, which I have been, has really helped me be authentic.
Because it's so true. That's what happened with me too. Yeah. So I think I had kind of like an aha moment in university. I had a group of friends. It was a little bit like backstabby, a little bit like not the best environment. And I felt like I couldn't be myself. And I remember it was putting this massive weight on me because I had to like put on this face or like act in a certain way that I didn't feel like I wanted to. And I remember we were all in class and we had like a 15-minute break in the morning and everybody would leave the classroom. And there was specifically this like girl that had said some things about me, like, you know, gossip. There's always gossip somewhere. And I remember having that moment and thinking, you know what, even if it looks like I'm sitting alone in class, I have no friends, I'm gonna do that because I don't want to put myself in a situation where I have to pretend. And that was a really big moment for me, because then after that I was more careful with my friends and more careful with kind of who I had in my circle and who impacted me. And I think that was my moment of like, okay, from now on I'm gonna be truer to what I believe in and who I am.